Hi folks, welcome to Friday's Coffee and Colossians. Just finished writing up my diary, got on the antibiotics, so slowly getting there, but I think this particular verse that we're looking at this afternoon, is very apposite for those who feel a bit worn out. To this end, I strenuously contend with all the energy Christ so powerfully works in me. So Paul's saying that this is what we do. We proclaim Christ. We admonish and teach everyone. But it's labor. That's the point here. It's labor. There's an intense effort. For example, in 1 Thessalonians 2:9, the word that is used here is one of physical work and exhaustion caused by heat and work. I remember Sinclair Ferguson saying that non-preachers wouldn't understand. We were talking one time and he said that preaching is the most physically exhausting thing you can do. 1 Corinthians 9:25 says, everyone who competes in the games goes into strict training. They do it to get a crown that will not last, but we do it to get a crown that will last forever. There's this strenuously contending. We struggle, the idea of fighting and wrestling. You look at, say, chapter 2, verse 1, I want you to know how hard I am contending for you. I think it's my bugbear in life, actually, just lazy ministers. Romans 15:30, I urge you, brothers, by our Lord Jesus Christ and by the love of the Spirit, to join me in my struggle by praying to God for me. And there we're seeing that prayer is seen as work, the struggle. Prayer's not easy. Prayer's difficult. It requires energy. Now, the point is that this will lead to burnout. If you're putting out all this energy and nothing's coming in, it's a bit like if you go away cycling and you don't put any energy in at all. I remember that advert, a Mars a day helps you work, rest and play. Well, I always used to think of that when I'd go off on a cycle and you'd take some chocolate and some bread and things, a banana, just to give you energy. Now, how do we get God's power? This energy, the energy that Christ so powerfully works. Not by believing, but by working. And now, why do I say that? Philippians chapter 2 and verse 12. Therefore, my dear friends, as you've always obeyed, not only in my presence, but now much more in my absence, continue to work out your salvation with fear and trembling. For it is God who works in you to will and to act in order to fulfill his good purpose. You continue to work out your salvation. Now, of course you believe, but because you believe, you act. You do certain things. In terms of preaching, for example, I would argue that I wouldn't waste time preparing or getting ready. Just stand up and talk. But you spend a lot of effort. Why? Because you believe that God will bless his word. Now, how do we experience God's power? Do we feel it directly? Is there kind of striving? Is there an agony? I remember one time coming out of church and I think it had been a good night and certainly felt the aid of the Lord. And my youngest daughter, EJ, she turned to her mum and said in full view of everyone, which was quite funny, oh, I feel that, mum, dad's got the urge tonight. And I knew exactly what she meant. She was just talking about that sense of God's power. Well, how do we recognize God's power? Paul says this in 1 Corinthians 15:10. But by the grace of God, I am what I am, and his grace to me was not without effect. No, I worked harder than all of them, yet not I, but the grace of God that was with me. I worked harder than all of them, but it wasn't me. It was the grace of God that was in me. You see, we work hard, not because of pride, nor because of fear, but because of love and obedience. And we believe, as Paul says in Philippians 4:13, I can do everything through him who gives me strength. So think of that phrase, I strenuously contend with all the energy Christ so powerfully works in me. So tomorrow I'm hoping to go to a conference in Ryde and speak there at least in the morning. It's, as I say, it's not been a great week in terms of health. But I pray for Christ's energy to be working. And I think wherever you are, that's what you need. It's seen in so many different ways that we desperately need that. So I think these verses that we've looked at this week, where we've seen the commission that God has given, we've seen the mystery, we've seen the glorious riches, we've seen the one we proclaim, the proclamation of Christ, and now we see the energy. So may the Lord give you energy and strength today and over this weekend, and God willing, I hope to see you completely renewed on Monday. Bye. Oh, I'm not going to say bye because I hope to get this done on Sunday. But on Sunday, I'm going to begin a new thing on the shorter catechism. And if you'd like to join us, Catechism for Sunday, then please do that as well. Okay, now I'll say bye.